The French literary theory of deconstruction was first introduced to American universities 15 years ago. Since then, it's become the hippest French buzzword since existentialism. It pops up in discussions about sports, law, architecture, movies, business, and literature. But almost no one can straightforwardly define what exactly deconstruction means. Maureen Corrigan has a review of a new book by David Lehman that delves into the mysteries of deconstruction and the even more disturbing mysteries of its greatest advocate in America.
In Signs of the Times, David Lehman takes approximately 100 pages to uncover the essential aspects of deconstruction as a literary theory. It's a mark of how intelligent, witty, and impassioned Lehman is that he manages to make even the most cryptic pronouncements of deconstruction accessible. But Signs of the Times is much more than just a beginner's guide to murky French philosophy. Lehman summarizes and joins the violent debate about the moral value of deconstruction. True believers see it as a liberating way to tap the inexhaustible strangeness of literature. Other more humanist critics, like Lehman himself, find hardcore deconstruction nihilistic. Most intriguingly, Lehman devotes the second half of his book to the mesmerizing scandal of Paul DeMond, who was a Yale professor and the leading authority of American deconstruction. DeMond also turned out to be a master at erasing the incriminating tracks in the text of his own life. When DeMond died in 1983, he was memorialized as a genuinely ethical and benign man. During his years at Yale, DeMond had been closed-mouthed about his early life in Belgium, but he had vaguely implied that he'd been a member of the resistance during World War II. But in 1987, a graduate student unearthed some 170 articles that DeMond had written during the war for a pro-Nazi newspaper. Lehman reprints one especially damning article, The Jews in Contemporary Literature, which calls for the creation of a Jewish colony isolated from Europe. Also unsettling was the revelation that DeMond had abandoned his first wife and their three children when he emigrated to America in the 1950s. I think this discrepancy between DeMond's appearance and his reality is more devastating than, say, the chasm between John F. Kennedy's public and private behavior. The revelations about DeMond's secret life make his championing of deconstruction seem self-serving. DeMond was a thinker whose life work had to do with language and literature. His enormously influential brand of hardcore deconstruction denied the importance of politics, history, and biography, the very categories DeMond had to deny in order to bury his own personal past. Lehman's chapters on the DeMond scandal read like a cross between a gothic thriller and a detective mystery. But the most chilling part of this book is the account of how DeMond's followers manipulated the tenets of deconstruction to reverse the nasty facts of his life. For instance, Shoshona Feldman uses the deconstructionist idea that language contradicts itself to argue that DeMond's silence about his past was really a noble act of bearing witness. Which is worse, Lehman wonders, the desecration of the Holocaust or a literary theory that lets someone play fast and loose with grave historical matters? As Lehman chronicles, deconstruction first caught on because it irritated people and provoked them to think. But the DeMond case illustrates that hardcore deconstruction, like other older dogmas, has become a way to relieve many otherwise smart people of the burden of thinking.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Sign of the Times by David Lehman.